in all of time, in all of history, man has never created one single living cell. Yet your body does that millions to billions of times a day. That's where I put my faith. So I try to encourage people. I want them to know that, listen, that there's a doctor 24/7 on the clock, making chemicals, making hormones, detoxing you. So yeah, compared to the smartest person you know or the greatest doctor you think, I'm just saying that level of intelligence is laughable compared to the wisdom that is in you right now, animating you so you can even hear me say this. If I can help you understand the magnificence of the body that God gave you, your fear of disease drops significantly. Your fear of a fever drops significantly because you realize that you're designed to heal. So I'm Dr. Ben Rall. Welcome to Designed to Heal.
Welcome back to Designed to Heal. My name is Jeff, your co-host here with Dr. Ben Rall.
What's up?
I don't know why I said it like that, but yeah, anyway.
It sounds like you're introducing me from like in the red corner.
I know. Yeah. Enough about you, man. We got a guest on the line today. I know you're excited about, so, you know.
I am excited. I am excited. What's fun is, and it really is, you know, almost the podcast has almost become just like a guilty pleasure at this point, because I've just really been able to meet these amazing people and had a chance to be on some of their podcasts. And when you kind of hit like, I don't even know what the way of saying this is, but when you, it's like you meet somebody, you go like, we were joking with each other. And when I was on her show, like, I feel like we should have known each other a long time ago.
I feel like I hear you say that a lot.
Very
too.
Kindred spirits, but some people just get it more than others, right? Yeah, we have great guests on here, and some of them are just, you know, very niche content we have to address because it's important. And then sometimes you just meet somebody and you just, man, like it's doing such amazing stuff. So I was honored to be on our guest show a few weeks ago, Chelsea Blackbird. And she is known, kind of her moniker, how she's kind of known is the Christian nutritionist. And then she has a podcast called the Christian Health Club Podcast. I would tell everybody to go listen to that. She has a really great rhythm there of how she delivers her content and the things that she talks about. And so I'm just really excited and honored to have with us today, Chelsea Blackbird. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here. And yes, feel exactly like you said, like, how did we not know each other until now?
That is Well, so will you do us a favor? Tell us a little bit about your backstory, your journey, kind of who you are and what you do. And then we'll get into some specifics about healing and health.
Sure thing. I'll start by saying I never in a million years thought I would be doing the work that I do. Never even thought about being a nutritionist. Didn't even know what that was growing up. But we know how God calls us to these things we don't expect. I really came to the holistic health space, as many of us do, just kind of trying to solve my own health issues and running into brick walls with the conventional medical system. I grew up with digestive issues, specifically chronic constipation. What you have to know about me is I'm very TMI, so that's okay. Chronic constipation, you know, bloating, just feeling just yuck all the time. Also a genetic skin condition that I went to doctors for 20 years. Did all the things, every pill, potion, and lotion, as you would say, even major surgery that took me down for about a week. And we finally just, they got to the point where they're like, well, you know, we've done everything we know to do. I'm sorry, we just really can't help you anymore. And at that point, I'm like, well, all right. I mean, I guess it's just, this is my cross to bear. We all have our things, right? I mean, I grew up watching my mom deal with all these digestive issues and then my dad with his skin issues. And I'm like, we're just people with bad skin that can't poop. I mean, that's just who we are. So I was like, all right, here I go. So it wasn't until my husband and I were ready to start a family and I had trouble conceiving. And so about after a year of trying, we went to my doctor and, you know, ran a series of tests and do all the things. And they're like, yeah, you have quote unquote unexplained infertility, which, you know, basically means they have no idea what's wrong with you. And so they were kind of laying out the path before me, you know, going into all the fertility treatments and such. And I was like, all right, let's do it. I will do anything. I've always wanted to be a mom. I'll do anything to have a baby. And my husband was like, I'm not on board with that. And I'm like, what? So you have to know about my husband. He's a cattle rancher. We live out in West Texas. We raise grass-fed beef. He's like, listen, these things take time. you know, and he's like trying to compare me to like the cows. And I'm like, you are digging a deeper hole for yourself, buddy. But you know, he wasn't on board with it. And that was a really tough time in our marriage, actually, because I felt like, you know, this was holding me back from what I wanted to do. But what that did was drive me to dig deeper. Like, what can I do? Is there anything that I can do to help my situation? And so I started researching and, you know, finding all these things that you could change diet and do all these things, which, you know, I had come across before when I was searching for solutions for my genetic skin condition, but I guess I wasn't ready to receive it because it was like, give up wheat, don't eat dairy, don't drink wine. I'm like, what am I going to eat? What am I going to drink? So I just wasn't ready for that. But for this, I was like, I will do anything to have children. So I started changing my diet. I found a book called Taking Charge of Your Fertility and just really kind of relearned about my body. You know, a lot of us don't really understand the way that our body works. I mean, a lot of us go to, you know, get that education in like fourth grade and that's about it. Yeah. And so I relearned about my body and timing and cycles. I found a naturopathic physician. He, you know, recommended I change my diet, which I did. He gave me some supplements, specifically some essential fatty acids. I was just deficient in a lot of things. And 6 weeks later, I was pregnant. And I was like, what? You got to be kidding me. You know, and I was just absolutely thrilled, but also like, this is not what it took. I mean, when I think of the path that I could have gone down and the, you know, all of the money and the emotional expense of all that could have been. And I know that's the path some people do take, and that is the right path for some people, but it obviously wasn't for me. That is not what I needed. I needed to get my body healthy, ready to be able to grow a baby. And so that's what happened. And of course, a byproduct of that was my genetic skin condition went away. My digestive issues got better. And so this was just amazing. And that's really what led me back to study nutrition. You know, I was like, not one of these doctors ever asked me what I was putting in my body. And that really bothered me. And so I went back to school to learn more about it with no plan of doing anything with it, just really for my own family, my friends. And I wanted my friends and family to listen to me. Frankly, nobody would listen to me. I'm like, maybe if I get some credit behind my name, they'll actually listen to my advice. I don't know if it's your experience.
It still didn't matter in my world. I don't think it matters. People was like, oh, it must be nice. You're a doctor. They're listening. I was like, oh, don't be fooled. But yeah.
That is exactly right. That is exactly right. So, so anyway, that's, you know, I went back to study it, learned a lot of things, and I finished it and loved it. And then I was like, I can't not share this. I mean, there's just no way. It was more extensive than I ever imagined. And I'm like, I can't not share this with people. So, about that time I just felt the Lord, you know, calling me, just like impressing upon my brain, you know, when the God does not let up and you just can't escape it. And you know, it's not of you, it's the Holy Spirit, just to call myself the Christian nutritionist and just to draw this attention to the fact that, you know, the creator of our body make the perfect provision of our body. And when we respect the way that we were designed, you know, our body, as you say, is designed to heal. And so that was about 12 years ago. And that's what I've been doing ever since.
Well, you know, it's an amazing story. And I know you kind of alluded to this, but I remember, I just want to spend a little bit more time on this for people that are listening. You know, I remember one time I had a lady come in and she walked in and she was from the islands. She was from like Jamaica or something. And she had this bag of drugs. It was like, she'd just been to the doctor and they diagnosed her with, it was Crohn's or ulcerative colitis or some type of, you know, digestive, diagnosis. And she had this bag of pills they'd given her. And she said, and she was just frustrated and she was kind of, you know, almost emotional. And she said, you know, I just got back from the doctor and they told me I have to take these drugs. I don't really want to. She said, and I asked him, you know, does my diet have anything to do with this? And she said, she goes, and she's just real kind of a transparent lady. She goes, I mean, I eat junk. She goes, I live on cake and candy and soda pops. So she's telling the doctor this. And the doctor says to her, what you put in your mouth has nothing to do with this. And, you know, you'd want to believe this was like 1854, you know, this was, you know, not. And I just, and I said, well, that's interesting. I said, well, then it shouldn't matter then if you take these pills. If his philosophy is that it doesn't matter what goes in your mouth, then these pills won't work either. And, you know, it's embarrassing that we have to, you know, have these conversations still sometimes. But when you said, you know, here you'd suffered for 20 plus years from what you were told was a genetic skin condition, or is a genetic skin condition, if you will, and, you know, these constipation issues. But this whole time, you know, that it could have been that you just had a basic deficiency that you had, or it can be a toxic. I mean, there can be multiple, you know, some of us get triggered. There can be mold issues. There can be, you know, frankly, there can be spiritual issues. I mean, there can be a lot of different reasons. It's not always nutrition, right? It's not always chiropractic. It's not always, you know, all these things. I mean, there's multiple variables that are for certain people are that breakthrough. And so I want to encourage listeners, and this is why I think, Chelsea, what you're doing, the work you're doing is so important. And you do kind of master classes and you have programs that you teach, because what if that's you? So it's possible that you're listening to this and you have a, you know, an essential fatty acid deficiency that you are a vitamin D deficiency. Even funny, you know, you live in Texas, I live in Florida, but my experience and the research really shows that most people, even in sunny states, are still vitamin D deficient. And I was just listening to one of your podcasts about just some of the, and we're going to talk about this today, just some of the real basic principles of caring for ourselves. And we don't even realize, you know, that we're not getting the sun, or we are outside, but we're not even allowing our skin to get it, or we're in sunglasses. And so we're not even able to get it through our eyes. And we're going to talk about some of these principles today. But if you're listening, I want you to be encouraged, because, you know, it's a long journey. And I know that Chelsea's prayer would be that you wouldn't go through 20, 30, 40, 10, 2 years of unnecessary suffering if it was simply, you know, learning some of this information. So any kind of thoughts on that, Chelsea?
Oh, I mean, it's just absolutely true. That's exactly why I do the work that I do. I mean, and it's always a work in progress. It's just popped into my mind when you said that. But I was having some hormonal headaches that I was trying to figure out. Mm. And, you know, it turns out I needed some essential fatty acids. Mm. I struggled with hormonal headaches for like 9 months until I figured out just this one little thing. I took some evening primrose oil and that helped. And so that's just like one example. Like, I was really suffering from, you know, these migraines that would come based on hormonal. So that is like one little drop in the bucket of a million things that could be going on. But just to kind of prove to your point, but also in kind of, I guess, as an entryway to what you're speaking about too, is I found that it's not just about nutrition. Nutrition is so super important. Yeah. And, you know, when you think about the fact that our body is always renewing itself, I think so many people don't even really connect to that fact. They think like we're born with our body part and then we just grow. But like, our body is constantly renewing, repairing, rejuvenating. What does your body use to rebuild your cells? What does it use? Yeah. It's like
not thin air.
That you put in your mouth, right?
No, yes.
And like, you can do that with Doritos and, you know, Coke, or you can do that with like, you know, a nice steak and a salad and a baked potato. Like, those are totally different building materials for the body. And I just don't think that people realize that and realize they have, you know, his mercies are new every day. Every day is a new opportunity to make a different choice about how you're rebuilding your body. And so, yes, just getting that message out and making people connect to the fact that how what they are putting in their body truly, truly matters.
Amen. I mean, let's start going down that route, because like, this is really an important understanding, you know, that the body is always, that's why I'm always so hopeful that people will heal, because not because I'm just like, I don't know, because I want to tell people that, because I understand what you just said, which is the body is constantly rejuvenating and regenerating and turning itself over and healing. And I mean, that's just how God designed us. It's fascinating. And so because of that, then the logical kind of flow of that question is then, okay, how does it do that? Like you said, it, you know, the old adage of our grandparents, right? You are what you eat, you know, man, so much wisdom from the past. You are what you eat, sit up straight, get to bed, you know, nothing good happens after 10 o'clock. I mean, these principles have been good for a long time. But if we don't understand that we're designed to heal and that our body does use, you know, the things we put in it and on it to do that. And if we're putting, you know, whiskey and Doritos and ho-hos, then our body's going to do what it can It's going to have to use that stuff to try to rebuild itself. And then we wonder why we're sick, and then we blame God. So what are, I know you kind of call it the Genesis prescription, at least to some degree. So will you kind of walk us through, Chelsea, some of the, they're principles, but they're powerful principles. So one that was fascinating to me, a couple of them, you talk a lot about kind of some of the electrons. And I do want to talk about that because I just haven't heard a lot of people talking about. So I do want to talk about that. But I also want to talk about the sun and like how important it is for our eyes to get sun. Because it was just interesting. I've been following your work and I'm like, man, as simple as this is, we're still kind of a goofy people, right? We're still afraid of the sun that God gave us. We're still, if you're weird, you're a tree hugger if you go out and, walk around in your bare feet. And so will you just give us kind of your take on some of that stuff?
Sure. Yeah. I mean, what I've started learning is, yes, nutrition is super important and we have to, be addressing that. But, when you think about like, okay, most people think about the sunshine, that the best way that God made us to make vitamin D is by getting sunshine on our skin. It mixes with the cholesterol in our body. And I think during COVID, we all started really realizing, I mean, there's so many studies about vitamin D, but it became very apparent like, wow, we really need vitamin D. And that's the way God made it to get it. So just, kind of that, I was like, oh, sunshine is, important. And I just started digging around into that and learning, the history and the kind of ancient therapeutic uses of sunshine and how it was used to heal people. And, they would roll patients outside, get them under the sunshine and use light therapy. And this is, this is a long time ago. And then until we kind of hit that point and mid 50s, 60s, it seems like a lot of things started going downhill around then. When, sunscreen, you got to block the sun and it's, terrible for you. But, so that was one thing. I'll kind of circle back to that. And then, we know food is important. Water is important. And then I started learning about the effects of grounding and in electrons and all these things started clicking me. I'm like, wow, this really, and sleep, I'm like, this kind of sounds like the creation story, And I felt like God just kind of, another kind of download from God, like it's in Genesis, And so I call it the Genesis prescription. And it's really like we get so much of our best foundational health and we just look at the creation story. We are a part of creation. We were made alongside these other elements of creation, sunshine, water, the earth, plant food, animal food. God breathed life into us through our nose. And that's really important to be breathing through your nose and not out of your mouth. Rest, sleep, movement, fellowship. Like these are all things we see right there in Genesis. And so it just made so much sense to me that, nutrition is a part of that, but so are all of these other lifestyle and health factors that are equally as important. And in fact, the way I really approach it is I kind of teach kind of the order of importance. When we look at the creation story, sun and water are first, then earth. When you think of food, you can't even grow food without those three elements. And so in a lot of cases, I'm really working on people with kind of getting those top three even first and approaching that. So that's kind of the overall general picture of it is what I really like to work on with people are those elements of the Genesis prescription. And then we can just kind of dive into any of those that you'd like to.
Yeah, Chelsea. I mean, I think it's an interesting place to start. I mean, when you do, I'm just going to kind of repeat it the way I heard you say it. When we recognize that we are part of creation and really not just a part of it, kind of like the pinnacle of it. I mean, the way that when God created us in his likeness and image. So we're not all like, there is a hierarchy in some degree, meaning that we are this, this creation, likeness and image of God. But one of the examples I've always been fascinated with is I'm going to use Sabbath as an example, because I think we can look at some of these other things. We go, oh yeah, well, I should probably be outside. I know it's good for me. Kind of like you were saying, or, back in the day, a lot of our lifestyle wasn't like, I have to tell Bob to go out in the sun. He was working out in the sun, right? And then we have this artificial lifestyle that's come up. But Sabbath is one of these that you can kind of, I think all of us can look at in the American culture and go, or probably worldwide, but we'll just use America, right? It's hustle and, burn the candle at both ends and live on caffeine and this kind of stuff. But when you take out, so I always say it like this when I think about it. Well, number one, it's literally in the Ten Commandments. Like, it's a pretty powerful, important thing. But also, like, God didn't, how do I say, like, God didn't need, like, it isn't that he, it's not that he got tired, right? It isn't like he was like, oh my gosh, I worked hard for 6 days. I need a nap. But he created us for that. He showed us that. He showed us what the model needs to look like. It's, and I think that we sometimes look at these things like they're suggestions, like they're like, oh, you know. And so, sure, we can skip Sabbath, right? Like, you don't get struck by lightning for skipping the Sabbath, you know. But there's consequences for that. So this isn't this legalistic, you know, approach, you know, judgmental. You know, that's what happens a lot of times in the Christian faith. It seems like, oh, you're just trying to tell me what to do. It's like, well, no, it's wisdom from the greatest right. book written. Why wouldn't we consider that? And of course, it's always interesting when science confirms these things, but that's not my totality. I don't need science to let me know that science is, that sun is good for me. I can see it around me all day long. So I want our listeners to appreciate that, you know, these are given to us for our benefit. These are given to us to understand how we are designed. And then the better we understand that, we work with it, then we get all the benefits of a prosperous life, all the benefits of a vital being, right? All these things. So do you have a take on, maybe let's talk about the sun, because I just think you've got some fascinating information. Let's just start with that one. Because I think it's like you said, we've covered ourselves up with some. I was joking the other day with my daughter. She's trying to get a job as a lifeguard this year, and she's at her interview right now as we speak, matter of fact. And we were joking about when we were kids, right? And I might have heard this on your podcast, I don't remember, but like, we used to be like, go put sun oil on, right? Like, I remember, like, the banana boat, like, yeah. You actually put stuff on to get burned or to get sun. And now it's exactly. Like, you know, block everything. It's like, wow, that happened in my own lifetime. But we really turned this sun into like this enemy, like kind of like we've done with cholesterol. I laugh at that sometimes. I'm like, really? Like, this thing that's in every cell of our body that God made, and your body makes it, somehow that's out to kill you? The thing that sustains life, that is in the sky, the sun that makes plants grow and photosynthesis and all the things it does to our body, make our vitamin D, like, we've turned that literally this evil, cover yourself, protect yourself, hide yourself, glasses over. Like, so will you just kind of give us your take on the sun?
Oh, absolutely. So like I said earlier, a lot of us are kind of familiar with the idea that we can get sun from, or get vitamin D from the sun, and that's specifically with UVB rays, which are, you know, basically in the middle of the day, very strong sunlight. Also a time that, you know, people are worried about too much strong sunlight, getting sunburn. Yeah. And so, you know, we're told like slather our skin, like you said, and everything. Yeah. But I'll just start by saying, you know, skin cancer is on the rise.
Yeah.
You know, it is not going anywhere. It is getting worse, despite the fact that exactly. You know, sunscreen's a billion-dollar industry. So there's a disconnect. Something's not working here. But there are so many benefits beyond just making vitamin D. And when we look at the sun and kind of what it offers, the sun emits all kinds of these different light frequencies that we can't see. And that's, I think, a lot of the reason that people can't, it's hard for them to connect to this. But I'm like, listen, we are called to believe in a lot of things we cannot see, right? This is who we are. And so, but each kind of moment throughout the day, the sun is emitting a different kind of complex of light frequencies. And so I'm just going to run, if you don't mind, I'm going to run through kind of the day and like what it offers and what it does. I think once I learned this, it just blew my mind. So infrared light and red light are present the entire day, from when the sun comes up to when the sun goes down, from daybreak to, you know, the very end of the day when there's no more sunshine. We have infrared and red light. And I don't know how familiar your listeners are with, you know, the benefits of infrared and red light. There's a lot of, you know, information. A lot of people use light therapy, light panels, infrared light. They pay thousands of dollars for these light panels. I'm like, listen, go outside. It's present all day long. It's wonderful for your mitochondria. Really, that's one of the absolute major benefits of getting that infrared and red light. It is incredible for supporting mitochondrial function.
So Chelsea, can I stop you just right there? Because when I've been listening to you talk about this on your show, and I mean, you probably use the metaphor, but it's like I started to kind of see myself as like a battery to some degree, right? And it's like, I'm just thinking about, I was out this morning and I was out in the sun and I literally thought this probably because you were in my head, but I'm like, this just feels good. Like it was a beautiful day and I'm feeling the sun. I'm like, it energizes me. Like it feels good. And then, but the science, if, you know, for those kind of people that really like that piece of it, you know, or think of our mitochondria, they do a lot of things, but just think of them as almost like these little energy centers of the body, or, you know, in the cells, kind of little engines, if you will. Like if your mitochondria aren't functioning very well, you're not going to have a lot of energy, a real oversimplification there. So when you think about getting out in the sun, that's going to charge your little batteries or charge your little engines in your cell. Like that is so fascinating. So I think about people, what do we do now? Just look at the life. We're inside buildings all day long. We're under artificial light, which is not the same thing. We're in, you know, especially like fluorescent lights. And then we cover ourselves when we go outside. I mean, many people, you know, they get in their car in the garage, right? They back out, they park in the, you know, parking garage, walk inside, sit inside all day long, get home, go inside their garage, get out, watch TV for 4 hours and go to bed. Like, no wonder you're exhausted. Okay. Now, and to your point, now, are there supplements that you can take that can be helpful and healthy for mitochondria? Sure, but they don't replace God's design. And so we're smarter people than this, right? Like there's like, I want people to understand, like, there's no hack for this. You've got to get out in the sun. Okay. And so I didn't want to stop you too early there, but just, I want people, like, that is so, we could stop the podcast right now. If you just learned that, that could change everything, right? So if you're struggling from fatigue and you just feel this and you feel that, are you out in the sun? And I mean, there's a million more things we're going to talk about, but anything else you want to just add even on that?
Yeah, no, well, just to that point, exactly. I mean, again, like we kind of started this conversation, God, the creator of your body, gave you everything you need to be well. I mean, this is, we have to step out and receive it, you know? And like, I always like to share too, like God did not make our healing inaccessible. He didn't make it super expensive. He didn't make it like only available to some. You step outside and you are going to get all these therapeutic benefits. And, you know, if we're talking about, you could be outside at 7 o'clock in the morning or 7:30 or 8:00, getting these benefits, you're not going to burn, right? I mean, and actually you should get these benefits before you try to work your way into, you know, the stronger rays in the middle of the day. We call this building our solar callus, getting these different frequencies, these different rays of light to get your body used to it. And we have receptors, you know, in our skin and through our eyes. And what one of the many things this does is set our circadian rhythm. When the sunlight goes into our eyes, it informs our brain, this specific timekeeper in our brain called the suprachiasmatic nucleus. And that's what tells our body, oh, it's this time of the day. Okay, digestion, it's time for you to, you're on. All right, insulin, it's time for you. You know, it tells everything in your body what time it is to work. And so that's, everything's working more efficiently. And so yes, that's a huge piece of it. Just getting the sun in your eyes. But if you are wearing sunglasses, which people do so reflexively, out of habit, really a lot of times unnecessarily. I see people sitting in the shade. I'm like, take your sunglasses off. Because even sitting in the shade, you're getting, if you're outside, you're getting light into your eye. But that is all information that your body is using to run your body efficiently. So that is one of the most important pieces of this. But what you said about feeling so good, well, the way that the sun comes into our eyes, it also starts helping to produce these different things like serotonin, which is the precursor to melatonin. So I always thought this was interesting. When you are out in the morning light, which is about the UVA time, so UVA happens about an hour after sunrise, and when you get sunshine through your eyes, that UVA specifically triggers serotonin production, which is how you're building your melatonin in your pineal gland. And it's also signaling your body that it's going to be need to be released about 12 hours later. So a lot of people are worried about sleep and can't sleep, and it's melatonin. And you think of that, it is your nighttime hormone, but you're making it and building it in the day. and that's triggered by that UVA light. And so you know, but that's blocked if you are. I know, it's just so fascinating.
So let me ask you this: as I was thinking, so I used to never wear sunglasses. I grew up in the Midwest, and I don't. You know, this is funny. I used to never wear sunglasses because I thought they made me look mean for some reason. I thought people in sunglasses looked mean. So I would never wear them. And my parents were all, you know, like, you got to wear sunglasses. And I just never liked wearing them. Then we moved to Florida. I don't know what happened, but I thought, oh, I think in Florida, I'm supposed to wear sunglasses. So I started wearing sunglasses. And I've noticed that I've become dependent on them. Like, it's embarrassing. Like, I was... just the other day, I was somewhere and I had my sunglasses on, and then I walked in and I had been in wherever I was, like a building, for like 15 minutes. And I was like, I'm still wearing my glasses. What am I doing here? And but I've also noticed, and I don't know if you have any research on this. Now I'm 45, and so I'm getting a little bit older, but I've noticed I used to have like wonderful vision. Like, it was always something that just was great for me. Do you know, is there any evidence that, you know, says actually sun is good for your eyeball, like good for your eye health? Is there any? I'm just curious. I'm going to put you on the spot there.
Oh, yeah, no, the infrared and red light, what does it do? It really supports mitochondria, and our eyes are some of the most mitochondrial dense organs in our body. So again, you're right. People do become dependent on them. And that's why I'm saying, like, you can lessen your dependence if you're not using them. Like, you don't need sunglasses at 8 o'clock in the morning, right? You know, take those off, get that infrared red, and you kind of build up your sun tolerance through your eye like you do on your skin. I'm not saying there's never a time to wear sunglasses. Yeah, sure. You know, when I'm at my kid's baseball game and it's the middle of the day and the sun's shining right in my eyeballs, and I'm going to put on sunglasses, but most of the times I'm trying to wear a hat so I can still get the signal in my eye without having to squint and such. But I will also say, for a lot of people, you know, there's that relationship between adrenal health and eyesight, because the adrenals partially help control the way your eyes, you know, dilate. And so a lot of people with adrenal dysfunction do find that it is harder to tolerate sunlight. So when we, you know, kind of address adrenal dysfunction, which I'm, you know, really think is we need to address mitochondrial dysfunction.
So crazy.
Can be helped.
This is why I wanted to have this conversation with you, because you kind of brought up the pineal gland and that's relationship with melatonin. And so then, and this is where I get frustrated in holistic health, right? As a kind of a faith-based practitioner, meaning, I mean, I like science, but you know what I mean? Like, that my lens that I see the world through is through my worldview of faith. But so then everybody and their dog is taking melatonin at night, right? Everybody's taking their 8 o'clock melatonin. And like you said, but what if that's because, and again, you know, it can help you. Like, I know people that take it and it's been beneficial for them. But what my concern is, wouldn't you want to know? So everybody, I'd rather have the world know that getting sunlight in the morning helps wake up my body, helps its body, you know, all those fancy words that you said, and lets me know what's going on. And then my pineal gland starts making melatonin and builds it up 12 hours later where I go to bed. I don't need that. See, if all I knew, most people just think, I don't know, some naturopath told me to take melatonin at 8 o'clock, right? And nobody told me that my body makes it. Nobody told me the relationship of that. So I'd rather know that getting out with my eyeballs in the sun in the morning is going to help me do that naturally. And so, I mean, am I saying that? Is that correct? I mean, is that what I said, an accurate way of saying
it? Yeah, absolutely. But the other piece to that that's super critically important is that, you know, cortisol and melatonin are kind of these, I won't say frenemies, but I do use that kind of in a way, like they have this inverse relationship to each other. So we know that cortisol is supposed to be most prevalent during the day. Cortisol is triggered by blue light. Okay. So when we go outside, blue light at sunrise, blue light enters the atmosphere. This is your body's way, like telling you again, okay, it's time to make cortisol. This is our get up and go. We always, you know, associate cortisol as a bad thing, but we need cortisol. Yeah. We can't live without cortisol. And this helps regulate cortisol. And so I always tell people, if you do have sleep problems, if you do have adrenal stress problems, like, one of the best things you can do therapeutically is to get out and see that sunrise light. When the blue light comes into the atmosphere, that is a signal to your body. It is a signal, you know, to make blue light. Now is the time. We're going to make melatonin later. It's getting all of that in check. But here's the thing, when blue light is present in nature, it is present alongside all of these other complementary colors. Again, we can't see these, but there's infrared light, there's red light, there's some green, there's all these other colors we don't see. And so it's kind of a buffer to the blue light. But when we are inside, we also get blue light from our screens. Okay, TV, our LED lights, our computers. What are we doing at night? We're inside, we're on all of these blue light emitting devices. And what is that telling our body? It's noon. Make cortisol, because the strength we're getting it from our devices is about kind of that midday cortisol. And these devices don't have the buffer of the red and infrared and all of these other kind of, you know, light frequencies that go along with it. You're just getting an unopposed straight shot of blue. Cortisol blocks melatonin production. And so as we are in our homes at night doing, like looking at all these things, we're blocking that melatonin. And so this is a huge problem, you know, that people can't sleep. And so they're creating this problem. But people don't know this. You know, I understand they are going to the doctor. Like, here's your melatonin.
I can't sleep. You know? I can't sleep. So I'll stay up and watch TV.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's like, I don't know why I can't sleep. It's like, somebody's like, I don't know. I've always smoked cigarettes. It can't be why I have lung cancer. It's like, well, no, that might be the problem. But also just to kind of close that loop for people, you know, your adrenal glands are what make your cortisol. So when you were talking earlier about adrenal and adrenal fatigue, these types of scenarios, you know, like this is where people are really seeing this interface. And again, this is why I'm thankful to have this conversation, because people go, okay, wow, now that's, because I just want this to make sense. So I want, you know, if you can see this, you're sitting at home, you're on your phone, you're watching the TVs, you got your, you know, incandescent lights in your house, and you're going, and so, yeah. So just listen, folks, as you're listening to this, you're going, okay, so that's telling your body, because God, the body that God made, it's telling your body to go, hey, keep making cortisol, keep releasing, like it's go time, you know, adrenals, like keep working, much like maybe a pancreas as it's releasing insulin in response to blood sugar levels. You know, eventually you can kind of burn it out, lack of a better way of saying that. And when that happens, right, then when the adrenals burn out, fatigue out, now, you know, the opposite begins to happen, where you're really not able to even manufacture, you know, you're not able to, like you said, we need cortisol, right? Like cortisol, you know, cholesterol is good for you. You take a person and get rid of all their cholesterol, they die. Take a person that doesn't have any cortisol, you're not a functioning human, okay? So people, I want you to understand this. So if I summarize this, getting out early in the morning, and I've heard you talk about this. It's not like you, because some people say, listen, oh, it sounds nice, Miss, you know, biblical nutritionist, you know, Chelsea, right? Live on your ranch with your cattle, right? And you can, you know, go out and wander around in your, you know, with the cows. Must be nice. But you are a busy mom. You've got children. I mean, you're not, this is, and I agree with this, isn't some elitist lifestyle, right? Like, oh, just I get up and I live this, you know, magical life doing healthy therapies all day long. Like, you're not saying that. I'm not saying that. It's a few minutes. Right? I mean, get up, get out, walk out your back door. You don't have to join a gym membership. You don't have, like, you can all do this. Like, God, the sun shines everywhere. Okay. And so, do you have any thoughts on that? Because I know a lot of people, and I know you coach people, just those kind of general excuses that we have.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. I'm like making breakfast. I'm trying to get my kids off to school. It's like, it's like a very hectic time, right? When sun's coming out. Sometimes I can go out and I would say, you know, like have a goal for 3 minutes. I mean, three minutes is a good start. The longer, you know, like more like 10, 20 minutes is better. But, you know, again, we're all busy. But so I think if we can start with three, that's awesome. There are some days I literally open the back door and like just look outside for like 15 seconds. I'm like, well, that's better than nothing. Mm. I mean, there's those days too. I have an app on my phone called the Circadian. It's called Circadian App. And it will tell you when sun rises, when UVA rises, when UVB.
And for your area?
Those are kind of the... Yes, my area. And those are kind of the four key times we would like to get sun during the day. Do I get all four of those every day? No, absolutely not. But I try. And again, so yes, you're so right. No, we just do the best we can. That's all we can do. But, you know.
Well, knowledge is power, right? With lack of knowledge, we'll perish. Like what we're talking about, the only reason this is weird is because we've kind of industrialized ourselves out of God's design. It's the same thing with food. We're not eating food anymore. We're eating processed chemicals and calling it food. And then we wonder why we're sick. So if you're not getting regular sunshine on a daily basis in your eyeballs and in your skin, like there's going to be repercussions for that. Just like, now you might not think there are and you didn't notice it because you never knew that. Just like you think, you know, why am I tired all the time, or why am I, you know, because it doesn't show up right away. It's like John 15 talks about abiding in him, that he's the vine, right? And you know, you can cut the branch off the tree and it looks okay for a while. It doesn't like immediately wilt, but give it time and you'll start to see those effects. And so a lot of us, you know, right away, we don't think it's affecting us, and then it starts to show up and we don't connect the two. So that's some awesome stuff about sun. We could probably just talk about sun all day long, but I just think it's so fast. I don't hear a lot of people talking about this, and it's so powerful. We'll kind of go the other way here now. Will you talk about the ground? Because again, and I don't want to say it like this, because I'm not opposed to these things, but some of these things have been captured by kind of the new age community. All right. And I'm not here to have this debate about it. I'm just saying, as a person of faith. So what happens sometimes is we won't even talk about these things. You know, we won't talk about stretching because that's yoga and that's the enemy. You know what I mean? And so then all of a sudden people think it's bad to stretch their bodies, or meditating is bad. Well, not meditating on the word of God isn't bad, right? So there's these people, there's these certain things that have gotten hijacked by culture, and then we've lost the benefits of those things. And I think grounding is one of those things, or walking outside, has somehow been seen as weird or bad. So will you give us your take on this, on electrons and what that really looks like for our body?
Yes. And that's exactly what, you know, I try to tell people, is that this has been hijacked all, you know, by the new agey crowd, which is so unfortunate, and why I feel so just passionate and led to connect it back to our creator and this given us, the provision he has given us. So when it comes to grounding, I mean, kind of the foundation we have to understand is that our bodies are electrical. That is why you can get an EKG and an EEG to monitor the electrical health of your heart and your brain. This is not disputed.
That's how an MRI works. I mean, people don't understand that. Like, it's a magnetic resonance. I mean, that's how it finds out and delineates different tissues, so you can see if a tumor. Like, this, so people, like, we haven't just jumped, you didn't fall asleep, like, you know, and say, what happened? They're already talking about the body's all energy. Like, it just is, my friends. Okay. Like, this isn't new age, but so yes, sorry to interrupt you there. Carry on.
Yeah, no. So we're just electrical beings. We have electricity, and kind of the foundation of that is we need to have more electrons in our body than protons, to put it very simply. We are meant to be in a net negative charge, which I know sounds so backwards. We're like, oh, we should be positive. But no, we need to be negative. That's what keeps us electrical. That's what keeps everything working well. And to have these electrons, we can get electrons in a lot of different ways. We can get them, well, several ways. We can get them from the sun. So that's one. Mm-hmm. Another reason that sunshine is so important, sun on the skin. Electrons, but we can also get electrons through the earth. The earth is a huge reservoir of electrons. It's replenished through lightning. That's one of the major ways electrons, the surface of the earth is full of these electrons. And when we come in contact with the earth, through, you know, our bare feet, or if we're walking around outside barefoot, if we're gardening and our hands are in the dirt, if we're touching a tree, I know, so tree huggery, so hippie, but swimming in natural bodies of water, also full of electrons. And this is just the way that God, it's just this free gift of us to be healthy, to just easily pick up these electrons. When we are in contact with the earth, they flow into our body. Again, sounds kind of cuckoo, sounds a little bit, new agey. And again, we're called to believe these things we cannot see, but these electrons, we are conductive beings. These electrons just go into our body. They go to the sites of inflammation. And so grounding is one of the best things you can do to lower inflammation, which is a huge contributor and cause of illness and disease. And so it's really as simple as that. And I know it sounds crazy, but again, God didn't make our healing inaccessible. It's just one of the absolute easiest things that you can do, and the electrons start flowing immediately. So people would ask, well, how long do I have to be out there? Well, again, I mean, 15, 20 minutes is ideal, but 30 seconds, they're going in, they're moving on in, and you're stocking up your electron supply. And so the more electrons you have in there, the healthier you're going to overall be. You have plenty of that electrical charge to power. So going back and talk about powering and mitochondria, that's really, is one of the things that powers the mitochondria. We can also get electrons through food. Okay. So we get electrons through fats and carbs. And here's what I found so fascinating, being a nutritionist, is that, we're not only supposed to get electrons through our food. But because we are so disconnected from nature, because nobody goes outside and gets sunshine and you know, grounding, get just being out in nature, we're going to be more reliant on food. And I think this is a huge part, a missing part of the conversation when it comes to like cravings and this like hedonic eating of food, is that, you know, we're relying in processed food really give you no electrons, you know? So the more we're away from real food, the more we're eating processed food, the more disconnected we are from nature, we are deficient in this, in these electrons that are powering a lot of the, you know, the functions of our body. And so, that's, as a nutritionist, that was where I was like, whoa, like, you know, real eye opener for me is, and why I feel like we have to have this bigger conversation, because a lot of people can be doing, you know, some things right with nutrition, but that's not the only, that's not the only part of the story. Like we need all these other things, you know, to come together to have that full picture of health.
What do you think? So, I mean, I was just, you know, living in Florida, it's always interesting. Like I'll talk to people and they'll say things like, you know, what are you doing this weekend? They say, well, I'm going to the beach. And then they'll say something to me like, it's my happy place. Right. And as I'm thinking about this, like there's something powerful and majestic about an ocean, about a mountain. And now you live on the, like I grew up in the Midwest, you're in Texas. Like there's something beautiful about a flat prairie and a sunset over a field. Like, I mean, they're all just these beautiful, like, now some might have a preference, like I like the mountains, I like the ocean, whatever, but there's something, I mean, I'm just kind of reminiscing about like those mornings that, you know, if we're on maybe a little getaway and the morning walks on the ocean as the sun is coming up in my bare feet, like it doesn't get any better. Right. Like
that's the ultimate.
Right. I was thinking about that. Like I get happy thinking about that, but I've never really connected the dots other than I just think, oh, well, it's pretty and I'm on a little vacation. And so I'm just relaxing a little bit. Like, well, sure, those things are true. But also literally I'm getting charged up by these electrons and getting these awesome, you know, rays that God gave me. Like it's so, once you see yourself as kind of this interaction, part of creation, right? That you are you, and that he gave us and provided everything that we need. It really reframes. And then if I say this a lot, Doc, Chelsea, I always say like it's actually amazing that we're not sicker, frankly. You know what I mean? Like if you look at the typical lifestyle, like it's only the grace of God. Like considering we live inside, you know, we live on junk food, we live inside, we're disconnected, we're staring at blue lights. Like honestly, wow. Like, and we still kind of get through the day. Like imagine if you started doing a few of these things. Imagine if you got outside for 5 minutes in the morning in your bare feet. And imagine if you, you know, started checking out the devices and not maybe on that so much. And what if you, you know, and I guess I was going to ask you, is there any kind of electron killers, Chelsea, that like we could be aware of, like you said, like really maybe knock down those? Cause I totally, you know, some of the ways of how we should get some good ones, but it's like, is Wi-Fi is that a killer? Like, you know, electromagnetic fields.
One.
Okay. And which, cause I think if people are listening to this, we go, well, how come it wasn't so bad when I was a kid? Well, cause there wasn't as much of this garbage out there. I mean, that's part of the truth. Food has changed. The electromagnetic frequencies, EMFs have really obviously taken over, you know, 5G, that kind of stuff. I know you kind of sounds like you live out maybe in nature a little bit more than some, so that maybe you get some of those benefits, but what are some of the killers of the electron, or electron charge or negative charge?
Yeah. I mean, just being disconnected from nature, non-native EMFs, that's a huge one. Poor diet, just really all of those things, you know, the blue light, all of those things are just really kill our electrical charge. Mm. Also, you know, part of the way, you know, when we're talking about having more electrons than protons, so our body naturally gets rid of protons through like our bodily secretions, like poop, like crying, like urinating, sweating. And so that's why, you know, a good cry, good poop, like this is good stuff, you know, good sweat, you know, that's why these are good positive things. We're, you know, but we have so many people, like they're not exercising, they're not sweating, they have digestive issues like I have for so long. No wonder I felt so gross and toxic, you know? And so
Crazy. Then
this is also a problem and not helping to kind of keep this net negative charge as we become too toxic with those things. And so, yeah, just those are all killers of your negative charge.
It's funny. It's just fun to talk because I'm thinking about, like, not to get too graphic. I mean, I'll use the crying one instead of the pooping one, right? But there's definitely like there's been some times where you feel pretty good after going to the bathroom, right? But I've always just thought about it in the physical, like, oh, you know, relief. But it is interesting. Like, you literally just got rid of a bunch of, you know, protons, and you literally are functioning better, right? Your body is feeling better. That's just fascinating to think about that. As we kind of wind down here, Chelsea, I want to give you, you know, just last word and make sure that you, you know, are able to share your heart for the listeners. And I want them to know how to follow you and stay up to speed with you. But just kind of, you can say whatever you want. You can talk more about nutrition, or you can just share your heart about what you want people to know. And encourage them. You know, I know you've been on a journey. I know you work with a lot of people across the world and help them understand these things. But just go ahead, share from your heart for our listeners as we kind of land the plane here.
Sure. Thank you. I'll just reiterate what I, you know, some major points that I said is that, and what you say so beautifully all the time is that God designed us to be well. The creator of your body has given you all of the provision to be well. And it is up to us to step out and receive it. And I hope that, you know, just bringing to light, literally bringing some of this to light, so people are aware. So many people don't know. And that's why, you know, this education is so important. I appreciate you letting me share. But, you know, when we're talking about being outside, if you think about how long you're outside during the day, you think, even if are you outside even 30 minutes? I mean, you think of the context of your entire day. Have you even spent 30 minutes outside? And just maybe starting with that, it can have the biggest impact on your health. When you give your body what it needs, it starts working quickly, because that's how God made us. And so I'll just kind of leave it there in the fact that trust in this divine design, step out and receive what he has given you to be well. And have faith in that.
It's awesome. It's awesome that, you know, it's just awesome that, you know, I always say it's just like salvation. Like, you don't have to, you know, you don't have to go into a church to get it. You don't have to, you know, give a certain amount of money to give it. You don't have to go to school to get it. It's in a sense, it's a free gift. Not in a sense, it is a free gift. But health really is the same. I've always believed that. Now, listen, my friends, of course, we're all going to die someday, right? Like, this isn't, we're going to live forever, but not necessarily on this planet. And so this isn't some sort of, you know, prosperity gospel message of, you know, you're going to heal everything. That's not the point of this conversation. It's living in alignment with the way that he designed us. And then it's really just about the I do believe that he knows our days. And so this is just about the vitality of those days that he's decided we are to have. And people die from other things. People die from car accidents. And that's not what this is about. But to not know that just setting your alarm a few minutes earlier so you can get out and get some sunshine can transform your vitality and your sleep and your energy and your attitude and your bowel movements, right? That's good to know. And so we certainly want, you know, that. Chelsea, how do they follow you? Just kind of share your properties that you have so they can stay in touch with you.
Sure. Yeah. And I would just want to circle back one thing you said. It is, I'm glad you kind of brought that around and landed there. Cause it's about stewardship of your body. It's about living well. When we feel well, we serve well, we show up to everything God has created us to be. That is the drive here. That is why we take care of our body, is so that we can do all the work that we're called to do and do it vibrantly. So I'm pretty much at the Christian Nutritionist everywhere. I have a website, The Christian Nutritionist. Okay. I'm on Facebook and Instagram as The Christian Nutritionist. I, like you mentioned, I have a podcast. That's where I do most of my teaching, at the Christian Health Club podcast. I do have a membership group called The Christian Health Club, where we put all the things into practice I teach on my programs, and we put them into practice throughout the year. And then I do have I had so many people over the years be like, where did you learn to be a Christian nutritionist? I'm like, well, I mean, I went, you know, got my holistic nutrition education here, but the rest of it was the Holy Spirit. But what I realized is that we need more people doing this work. We need more feet on the ground doing this work. And so one of my colleagues and I, she's a functional a nurse practitioner, we started the School of Christian Health and Nutrition, where we teach other people to become practitioners, to teach this stuff. We need more people, you know, spreading this information out in the world and giving it all back to our creator. Somebody's got to be out there counteracting all this new agey stuff. So that's what we're working to do. So that you can kind of find me in all those places. And I would love to connect with you. And again, thank you for the opportunity to be here and just to share my heart and share what I love to talk about.
Yeah. Well, when I hear people talking about that we are designed to heal, and given credit where credit is due, that, you know, that's a friend of mine, and that's a person that I want to introduce to our audience. But also, you have, you know, you also have a very real skill set, and I believe that you're anointed in this space. And so I know that my listeners will be so thankful to hear that. And really, I'm not here. I just believe in you know, helping point people to where other area people have expertise. And so I don't need to recreate the wheel. Plug into to Chelsea's podcast. She has amazing, fascinating topics. Like, I mean, if you thought this eyeball stuff and the sun was cool, like you're going to just learn a lot. It's not your typical like nutritional advice, I would say. And I just, so it's been really, I mean, when I'm being very serious, I've really enjoyed listening to the way that she teaches this material, because it's through the lens that I believe it should be taught through. And so go follow her, go listen to her shows. And Chelsea, thanks for all that you do. Thank you for listening to that still small voice that, you know, these things in our lives, you know, you're an inspiration, because what was really a struggle and a hard time in your life, from even conceiving to, you know, constipation and skin issues, really look what the Lord has done with it. The things that the enemy uses to try to destroy us actually increase us and drive us, increase our faith. And so you're a good example of that. And so thank you for taking the time to be with us today. Wish you nothing but the best for you and your family and the work you are called to do. Take care. God bless.
Thanks for listening to Designed to Heal. Always remember that the greatest doctor lives inside of you, and God gave you what you need to be healthy and well. Connect with Dr. Ben at drbenrawl.com or achievewellness.clinic. And please share this podcast with someone who needs to hear it, and follow us on Instagram at Designed to Heal Podcast.